Makuta Sichas Chelik Yud Ches Parsha Nosoi Sicha Aleph. Nachdem der Pasuk gezählt, wie man hat gezählt die Bnei Kohas, Bnei Gershon und Bnei Merari, after the Pasuk tells us about the census, the counting of the family of Kohas, Gershon and Merari, all of them from the tribe of Levi. So the Pasuk says, Kol Abo Latzava La'Avayda Ba'il Mo'ed. Anyone that was of age to go to the army to do the work in the Eil Me'id, Latzava means to be conscripted into the work. Zokta Pasuk, the Pasuk concludes, Kol HaPkudim Asher Pakad Moshe, all of these countings, these censuses that Moshe took, Miben Shloshim Va'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, from the people between the age of 30 and 50, anyone that was there that was able to do the work of the work, which will be explained shortly, and the work of carrying in regards to the Oil Maid Mishkam, and then it tells us what how many people there were. Is Rashi Mefarish Deveter Avaidas Avaidas? So Rashi addresses the words Avaidas Avaidas, the work of the work. What does that mean? And Rashi says, "Hu hashir b'mitzoltayim b'kinayrus." This is the singing, the music, with cymbals and I don't know if it's a lute or a violin or a harp, whatever it's called. Shehi avayda la'avayda acheres, which is this kind of work, is really a work, a job, which is there to service another job. So in other words, that in this case the word avodas avodah doesn't mean some sort of work associated with a service in the Mishkan, but rather it means a service that was done in order to service another kind of service, avodah, in the Mishkan, an avodah tzlibanander avodah undosis avodah sashir, which is the service of singing that the Leviim did in the Mishkan, which is there to service, the real service is the Karbonis that were being brought. The singing was to accompany the Aveda of the Karbonis. That's what he means, Aveda la Aveda. It is a service which is there in order to, let's say, enhance the Aveda sa Karbonis by having the Leviim sing. So that's what Rashi says, Aveda la Aveda means. Avaida Savaida means the work which is there to service another Avaida. Dafen Verstehen. So we have to understand about this Rashi. Number one, the Loshna Gemara, the Mokar from them Pirish Rashi. The Gemara actually uses terminology. The Rashi takes this explanation from the Gemara. And over there it says, Ezehu Avaida, Shetzrich Avaida. What kind of Avaida is it that needs some other Avaida? Havaim Azushira. That's the singing, that it was there in order to accompany another Aveda, the Karbonis. When it's vanished, the month came Nemen from Klei Shira, but there it doesn't say. It says simply the Aveda of singing. It doesn't name the instruments that were used. And Rashi is Meisav B'mitzoltayim V'kineiris, whereas Rashi names the instruments, which were the cymbals and the harp. Number two, Fabazak Rashi, Hu Hashir B'mitzoltayim B'kineiris. Why does he say, why does he single out these two particular instruments? There were many instruments that were used in the Mishkan, that were used in the singing and the music of the Levi. And why does he single out these two? There were, for instance, wind instruments like flutes and so on. Number three, at the month of Gamarin is Shir Bapeh. Rashi doesn't mention at all the singing that came along with the playing on the instruments. The Kasha wird noch starker, and this question becomes even more durch vergleichen mit Shir Bapeh, die man hat gelernt früher, is given as Joshua Moshe Leimer Shir Bapeh. If you compare it to the other word in the Torah, which is Oz Yashir, that Moshe sang over there, was singing by mouth. It was just singing, the people singing, rather than playing instruments. So, in comparison, why is Shir Bepeh, when he talks about the Aveda of Shir, he completely leaves out what the Torah refers to as Shir singing, and he mentions only the instruments that were played, the music that was played. Rashi bringt nur die zwei Kleishir, weil sie seinen die Klolos, die Gesugen von alle Kleishir. Perhaps you would want to answer that Rashi mentions these two instruments because they are the general type of instrument. Let's say rhythm is the cymbals, and then there is the string instruments, and they're meant to include all kinds of instruments which fall under those general categories. So that can't be, because Varim in Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Teltes Einen Dreisugim, because in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim it's divided into three categories of instruments. Nevolim, which are the Nevolim is the flutes, which means a wind instrument, the kinoiris, and then the string instruments, so Metzoltayim, and the rhythm instruments is Mimonavshich. So either way, or the Rashi did not bring in Ale Drei, either he should have mentioned all three categories, Eich Nevolim, in other words, also the flutes, or the Nor Eins Al Tugma, or just maybe choose one as an example. Und der noch meister sein der wie mir gefindt in der ja mit so time mit kleishir, then he could have added to that one example and the other instruments. But why does he choose two out of the three? Either choose one or none, but don't choose two out of the three or all three. That would have been an option too. Ich darf ihn verstehen. We also have to understand emes taka as loshna pasuk avedas aveda main shir. Although it's true that the way the Pasuk phrases it, the work for the service, for the service, means the singing, the music, which as he explained is the service which services another type of Aveda, as is aber nicht verstandig in Pasuk Gufa. But the Pasuk itself needs explanation. The Aveda von Shiras HaLeviim is bisher noch nicht der Mann geworden in Pasuk, because the Aveda of the Leviim singing has not yet been referred to anywhere in the Psukim. This is the first time that it appears. Till now, we know only the jobs that the Leviim are supposed to do, which includes the carrying of the Mishkan, Piruk Vakamas HaMishkan, the assembling and disassembling the Mishkan, und Shmiras HaMishkan and HaMikdash, and also the guarding, that they were the guards, they had to make sure that the people that shouldn't go there don't go there, and so on. Those are the three things associated with the Leviim up until this point. The Tzivi of Avodas HaShir al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra shteiter shpeter in Parsha Va'aleicha, the reference to the Leviim doing an Aveda, which is the music accompanying the Karbanas, only comes up later in Baal Leischa, the next parsha, where it says Nesunim, Nesunim. It says two times in the Pasuk in regards to Leviim, Nesunim, they are dedicated. So that we learn from there, Nesunim Lamasa, they are dedicated to the carrying, that's what their job is, to carry the Mishkan. And Nesunim Lashir, the second time, means they're dedicated to the singing, to the music accompanying the Karbanos. So that's where it comes up for the first time. Is Nishmuvan, so we have to understand my time of Azda, what's the reason that over here Nochem Minyan from the Bnei Levi, after counting the Leviim, Kolabal Litzvait Dotzavala Vaidado, anyone that comes to be conscripted to the service, the Manda Pasik Norving Avaidas Hashir, the Pasik only references the singing of the Leviim, which has not even been said to them yet up until this point. And it doesn't mention anything about any of the other Avedas, except for the carrying. Especially that they haven't even been told that they have to do the shir. There's no instruction yet to them that they will be singing. That only comes up in Baal Oischa. So here he suddenly references Dafke, the singing, which hasn't even been told to them yet that this is one of their services. So that's one Rashi. Nochtem stelt sich Rashi v'avodas masa, and then Rashi quotes the second part of the pasuk, which is the work of carrying. Und sagt kimashmoy, and he says as what it sounds like, exactly what it sounds like. In pashtus v'avon de Rashi, it would seem that what Rashi is trying to say here. Why does he have to say kemashmoy if it's clear what it means? So then why does he say it is what it means? Since Rashi just said about Avodas Avoda, that what it really means is a service which accompanies another service, we may have made the mistake here to say that also Avodas Masa is, as the previous two words meant, a service that services another Avoda. So the Avodas Masa means service which is there in order to facilitate carrying. An Avoda Tzulib Masa, as I said, an Avoda which is there to facilitate carrying, Avanish Masa Gufa, but it's not talking about the carrying itself. Bavoran de Ribe Rashi, therefore Rashi says, as the Taich from Avodas Masa is Kemashmoy, that no, Rashi says over here, the word Avodas Masa means actually the carrying and not some other service, not some other work or preparation which is there in order to facilitate those who are going to be doing the carrying. And so the here it means Avodah Shel Masa, the Avodah of carrying. So that's why Rashi says Kemashmoy, but Afra B'Fashtein, we have to understand why would it occur to us that the Avodas Masa means some kind of a work which facilitates carrying? Since we know that there is no other work which facilitates carrying, and as the Mizrahi says it, that Masa, carrying, doesn't have any other job which facilitates it. So therefore, what would it mean? What could it mean that Rashi needs to tell us that no, it doesn't mean that? It would seem that we could answer this question in the following way. Perhaps we may have thought that this is talking about the loading of the wagons. We know that the Levim had a certain amount of wagons on which they would load up all the boards of the Mishkan and other things, and the wagons were actually the ones, the animals in the wagons were the ones that carried the Mishkan, but somebody has to load these wagons with the walls of the Mishkan. So that is called the Avoda, which is there to facilitate the carrying of the boards through the desert as they travel. Vastos is nijdi masa gufa, that the loading of the wagons is not the carrying itself, not an Avoda limasa, but rather an Avoda which facilitates the carrying. The Avoda on Solon de Kroshim or de Agolas, as we said, loading up the boards of the Mishkan onto the wagons, Salib Masa from the Agola, so that the wagons and the animals will do the carry. The Pasuk zokt on the Avodah Dafke Da. And why is it that the Pasuk refers to this over here? Is Valendem Pasuk kum de Teure Meisah Zayin the Avodah Zvel Chaben Nijdamont in the Friedige Psukim? In this way of thinking, we would have said that the Pasuk now mentions two types of jobs which have not been mentioned yet to the Levim, and doesn't want to mention the ones that were already talked about, Avodas Avoda, namely the Avoda for the singing, which is the Avoda to sing by the Karbonis, Avodas Masa, and the work to facilitate the carrying, loading up the wagons, which has not been mentioned yet. So both of them are things which haven't been mentioned yet. And that's how we could perhaps answer it. But in addition to the problem that Rashi is over here saying, or actually what he's saying is that you shouldn't think that what the Pasuk over here is referring to is that which is mentioned only later, that the Levim would load up the wagons. So in other words, again, it's something that never came up till now, but Rashi feels for some reason that he needs to make sure you understand that it's not talking about that. Why would I think it's talking about that if it hasn't even been mentioned yet? Why would it even occur to me that that's what it's talking about? So that's one problem. But in addition to that, Al Pizeh is Nishvashtanik Leidach Gisa, because then we have the problem to the other side. Favos learn Taker Rashi as the Pasuk of Shailu di Avaida. How does Rashi in fact know that this is not what the correct pshat is? Maybe it does mean the loading of the wagons, and that therefore Rashi says that it means kemashmoi, which means the actual carrying. Perhaps it means the loading of the wagons, because certainly the loading of the wagons was part of the work involved in the for the families of Gershon and Merari. They were involved in loading the wagon, so maybe that's what it does in fact mean. So how does Rashi know to say kemashmoi that it means actually loading, actually carrying the parts of the Mishkan? Dalit. So to understand these two Rashis, we first have to explain a Rashi in the beginning of the Seder. It says over there, Nasi. The pasuk over there says, Nasi Yisroish b'nei Gershon gamheim. Count the b'nei Gershon also them. So Rashi explains, what does he mean, also them? K'moshitzi v'sichal b'nei kahos. Just like I told you to do in regards to the children of Kahas, Liris Kama Shigil Lachol Aveda, to see how many have reached the age that they're able to do this Aveda. That's what Rashi says. L'cheir is Nishmuvan, the Arichas Aloshim for Rashi. We need to explain what is this. The Rashi goes on to explain Liris Kama Yeshigil Lachol Aveda, to see how many there are which reached the category of being able to do the service. Inim tzivui al b'nei kahos, when the Torah says it in regards to the family of kahos, fashteitme b'pashtus livos is given the minyan from b'nei kahos. We understand why, it's simpler to understand why they had to be counted, the b'nei kahos, mi ben shloishim bad b'nei chamishim shana, from between the age of 30 and 50. As Rashi himself explains there, the reason is Menei Mehem Saruyim LaAvodas Masa. Count how many there are that are fit, in other words, strong enough, young enough, and so on, for the work of carrying, which is a hard job. Vehemi Ben Shleishim Shana VeLachmishim Shana, which is between the ages of 30 and 50. Because the B'nai Kahos, they carried the Shulchan and the Aron and so on the entire time. They had to carry it on their shoulders whenever the yidden were traveling. So that's a big job, a hard job. You need to know what their age, you know, that they, how many there are that are fitting for this kind of work. But the Bnei Gershon and Merari, what is the reason that we need to know how many there are in that category? There aren't such heavy lifting. There aren't such jobs which have this kind of heavy lifting. So why does Rashi say, what does he mean to say, to see how many there are? Is mevar the Maral b'pirusha Guraria. So the Maral says in his commentary called Guraria, Rashi is da oisin to mazbezayin, that Rashi is trying to explain as nosei esroj b'nei Gershon gam heim, that what the pasuk says, count the people of b'nei Gershon, also them, what does he mean? It doesn't mean to say that also the B'nai Gershon you should count from between the ages of 30 and 50. Because the Gam Heim, also them, is not referring to what it says in the next pasuk, between the age of 30 and 50. Nor tzumfriir, what the Gam Heim is referring to what the pasuk says earlier, tzum nosei esroish, to the words count the heads, so to speak. Meinin nigdamit, what he means by that, nisht aminyim ba'alma, that when they're counted, it's not just counting, taking a census. Nor aminyim vasvabunim mit nosei esroish v'chshivas, but rather it's a counting which means you lift them up, you appoint them, you give them a position of importance. That's what Nosei Yisroish, lift up their heads, lift them up to a, appoint them, is more than just counting them. But also the family of Gershon will be elevated, lifted up by this appointment that they were now chosen for the service that they're going to do. Und der Ribbe steht euch bei Bnei Gershon, Nasi Yisroish, Nish Pekoid, and that's why it says by the children of Gershon also, lift them up, count their heads, lift up their heads, and not just simply Pekoid, which means count. It's understood that by the Bnei Kohas, which did the carrying of the Aron and the Shulchan and the most important parts of the Mishkan, so that was considered certainly without question to be elevate them, appoint them to the most important jobs. But the Bnei Gershon also are being elevated and appointed to an important job. That's what he means to say. Based on this, we have to understand what the pasuk zog gam heim as befaklaich Bnei Gershon to Bnei Kohas, that what you're saying about the Bnei Gershon, also them, that they are being compared to the Bnei Kohas. Vazdos vadait as in the inyan for nosin esirish reis and the Bnei Gershon tofel gam heim to Bnei Kohas, which is an indication that in regards to this appointment to an important job, they are secondary to the Bnei Kohas. Because it's gamheim, also them. Not that they have their own importance, but, you know, the Bnei Kohas are important. They, too, are important. L'cheiriz, the mechubim from Nosei, liris kamia shigir l'chlal avede, b'shaveh, by the Bnei Kohas of Bnei Gershon. But it would seem that the Nosei Yisrael should be equal between the two of them. Both of them are being appointed to an important job. Why does the Torah make it that the Bnei Gershon are secondary to the Bnei Kohas, gam heim, also them? If the counting or the choosing or the appointment is to see how many there are that can do the service, so why are they secondary to Bnei Kohas? It's the same thing. See how many are fitting to do the work. Noch starker is the kasha. The question becomes even more. By the Bnei Merari, steht nicht Nasi Yisroish, nor Tifka Deisam. By the Bnei Merari, it does not say Nasi Yisroish. It says in the other word, which for counting, which is Tifkeit. Chodesh as Oich Vazei hat me gezelt nor be ben Shloishim bad ben Chamishim, kolobo latzov l'avid. Even though they too were only counted between the ages of 30 and 50, that was the time, the period in which they did this avida. So if we say that Nasi Yisroish to appoint them means referring to those people that reached the who are given the Avaida, they're in the right age and therefore given the Avaida, they're appointed to do the Avaida. Since the Bnei Merari are also being appointed between the ages of 30 and 50, no different than Kohas and Gershon. So why doesn't it say Nasi Yisroish by them too? Hey, L'chayre Voltman Gekent, Mazbezayne, would seem that we could explain the Chilik Sishim B'nei Kohas, B'nei Gershon, and B'nei Merari, the difference between the B'nei Kohas and Gershon on the one hand and the B'nei Merari on the other hand. In the Minyan from Nasi Yisroish, in regards to this matter of whether they are elevated and lifted up through this appointment, as es ist mit zadem Unterschied zwischen sei und der Sugmasse, was sie haben gedarf tragen, that there is a difference in the type of carrying that they were doing. Each one had their own area of what they were going to be carrying, and there's a difference between what Bnei Kohas and Bnei Gershon were going to be carrying and what Bnei Merari are going to be carrying. The Bnei Kohas was edaf and tragen kodesh hakadoshim. The family of Kohas, that they carry the holy of the holies, the holiest of the objects, the Aron, Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbeches, the Helix, the Chefzei, and Mishkan, the holiest of the implements in the Mishkan. B is by Zei given the Iker and Hechste Oifen from the Sias Reish. So therefore, the most important appointment or lifting them up through this appointment refers to them. They are doing the holiest of the work. The Bnei Gershon was Eichzeim Gehatan Avedas Hakodesh. The Bnei Gershon that were also doing a holy work. Why do we refer to their work as holy? Ki Haniris Beveis Kodesh Hakadoshim, because they were carrying the curtains and those things which were seen. The curtains that blocked off the Kodesh Hakadoshim. So in other words, it was parts which were also visible or part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. So therefore to them also was said that this was an important appointment, and it's called Nasi Yisraish. But since the holiness of what they were carrying is not to be compared to the holiness of what the Bnei Kohas were carrying, therefore the Torah refers to their elevation as only secondary gamheim, also them, in comparison to the Bnei Kohas. Mashenkin the Bnei Merari, but when it comes to the Bnei Merari family, by vehemence is nishgiven kaimasa anira bebeis kodesh hakadoshim, that what they carried was not parts of what were visible in the kodesh hakadoshim. State bazei bachlal nish nasi yisroish. Therefore, by them it doesn't say nasi yisroish. They carried the lesser elements of the mishkan. Und das ist masim lechayre mit pirush Rashi weiter. In Parsha Baal Eischa, and this fits very well actually with what Rashi says later in Baal Eischa, as the Gimel Tnuvas was me gefind by the Bnei Levi, that it says three times that when the Bnei Levi were inducted into the Aveda, the Kayanim had to lift them up. There was a Tnufa, a lifting of the of each one of the Bnei Levi. So it says three times, Vehinafta Esam Tnufa, you shall lift them, or different words that express that. So why does it say three times? Harishayna l'Bnei Kohas. The first one is talking about Bnei Kohas, l'Vishavaydus Kedush HaKadoshim Aleihem, because they did, as we said, the holiest of the work. Hashniya, the second one, is l'Bnei Gershon, Sha'af Aleihem HaYisavaydus HaKadosh, because they too had work which was considered holy because it was at least visible from the Kedush HaKadoshim. And the third time is referring to Bnei Merari, which is the lowest of the Aveda. So that fits well. That's what Rashi says over there. So it seems to fit well with that narrative. But in addition to the fact that Rashi can't really rely, that you'll understand what's going on here because he said something later. How would you know what he's going to say later? From dem gufa is, but in addition to that, is from dem gufa was if nasi esroish by the bnei kohas zok Rashi manei mehem esroim la'avodas masa. Since Rashi says in regards to the bnei kohas that count from them, appoint from them those who are fitting for the carrying work, and the carrying is connected with people that have strength to be able to do it. Rashi is mamshich, as Rashi actually says. He says that anyone younger than 30 is not yet at their peak strength. And once you're past the age of 50, your strength wanes, it goes down, you become weaker. So in other words, Rashi connects it with a person of at their peak strength. And Rashi doesn't mention anything about the holiness of their carrying. He talks about the strength. You have to have the strength. Is verstandig as Leut Perish Rashi is the Nossi Yisroish nur mit Zadem was die seinen Ruhim Lavedas Masa. So clearly Rashi associates the Nossi Yisroish, that why are they appointed to this job? Because they have the strength to carry. And that's what it has to do with. Is Hadra Kushul Leduchta? So the question comes back. Vasa de Chilik in them, Sish Menei Kozmei Geshe Menori. What's the difference in regards to this matter of being appointed to the work between Bnei Kohas, Bnei Gershon, Bnei Merari? They're all being appointed based on their age, based on their ability to do it. So why is Kohas chosen to be the most Nasi Yisroish? Bnei Gershon is only secondary to Bnei Kohas, but they are also Nasi Yisroish. And Bnei Merari, it doesn't say anything about Nasi Yisroish. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the holiness of their work, the importance of the specific things that they're going to be carrying, at least according to Rashi. So then why are they left out? Mosman Zagen, therefore we have to say, as in dem Minyam from Bnei Levim, Ben Shleshim Batchem, Mishim Shana, Seine Le Rashi Fran Zvei Sugim. So therefore we have to say that according to Rashi, there are 2 points, there are 2 issues in why somebody was chosen between the age of 30 and 50, what it has to do with. Number one, Ein Sug Minyan, in an Oven for Nasi Yisrael, Shosh Shaykh Be'ike, by the Bnei Kohos. One is, in one of these categories, there is something about it which is more relevant to Bnei Kohos. And Unoich by the Bnei Gershon, Al Satovel to Bnei Kohos, Gamheim. And also it's relevant in somewhat, but only secondary to Bnei Kohos, it's relevant to Bnei Gershon as well. Abanish by the Bnei Merari, but in this category, it's not relevant to Bnei Merari, and therefore they are not, it doesn't say Nasi Yisrael by them at all. The second category is the minyan for Levim, kolabalat tzavul aveda ba'il mayit, is something which is anyone that is appointed, anyone that is brought into the work to do the service, is vasiz nish fabunim mit nesiyas reish, and that has nothing to do with whether you're going to call it nesiyas reish or not. On der minyan is dabeshava by ala b'nei Levi, and that this in the context of that category, it's equal to all the b'nei Levi. They're all the same in regards to that Miben Shleshim Ben Chamishim Shana, as long as they are between the age of 30 and 50, all the Levim are equal in this category. And because they do the Avaida, if they're brought in to do the Avaida, then they fit into this category. So there are 2 issues that we have to examine. The Bir B'cholzeh, and to explain the difference between these 2 categories. The Minimaloshan Nasi Yisroish Batzeichen and Nasi Yisroish V'chshivas in a minyan from the Balei Koyach. The counting which the Torah refers to as Nasi Yisroish is referring to the importance, Nasi Yisroish, the importance in, because these are people that have to be especially strong and capable of doing heavy lifting. They are going to have to be doing carrying, a lot of carrying, and therefore they have to be of a special category, people with extreme strength. Vidalosh and Rashi, by the Bnei Kohos, as in fact Rashi points out in regards to Bnei Kohos, Manei Mehem, Esarulurim, Lavedus Masa. You have to choose the ones that are fitting to be able to do carrying. And this is the reason why there is a difference in the importance that they are given in this matter. There's a difference between Kohos, Gershon, and Merari. Leiten Unterschied zwischen Zei, Benegei, Avedas Masa, because there is a difference in these 3 families about how much carrying they're going to have to be doing. By Bnei Kohos, Vedamont, Nor the Inyan from Avedas Masa. Because in regards to Bnei Kohos, the only thing that is mentioned about them specifically is that they are the ones that carry the Aron and the Shulchan and so on. And since this seems to be the entire purpose of their Avaida, that's what they do, is Bazeid the Iker Ha'inyan for Nasi Yisroish. And therefore, since Nasi Yisroish refers to, we need to find the most, just the strongest group of people to be able to do the work, so therefore they do, that's what their whole job is, carrying, therefore to them it's especially essential that they find the best people for the job. By Bnei Gershon state Zeis Avedis Mishpachas HaGeshunu La'Aved La'Masa, in regards to the Gershon family, it says not only carrying, it also says La'Aved La'Masa, there's other Aveda that they're expected to do. By Zay is Dan Aveda Oysa Masa. In other words, they have not only carrying, that's not their whole Aveda, they have carrying as one part of their Aveda, but they have other kinds of Aveda as well. And the Rib is the Inyan for Nasi Yisroish Vasifabunim Mit Avedas Masa. Therefore, to them, Nasi Yisroish, which seems to be connected to the importance of being strong enough to be able to carry, is only secondary. By Zaydas Vederch Tafel to Bnei Kohos, it's only secondary in comparison to Kohos, because they have only part of their Avedas carrying. On the far is Rashi Dome Daig Velashaynei, Kama Sheyesh Yeshigiu Lachval Aveda. Stam. On Zoknisht Vide Bnei Kohos Avedas Masa. And that's why Rashi here, he says how many of them are fitting for Avodah? Because they have two different types of Avodah. There is carrying, which is one aspect of their Avodah, but there's other things as well. Therefore, Rashi doesn't single out Masa, carrying, in regards to B'nai Gershon, as he did in regards to B'nai Kohas. Because by B'nai Kohas, Masa, carrying, is the central idea of their Avodah. And that's why there is still a Nasai, in regards to Gershon, because they do have to be, they do have to carry, but not, that's not what the only thing they do, and therefore to them it's secondary, whereas by Kahas it was everything that they did. That is what they did. By B'nai Merari state B'chlal Nizais Avaidas, nor Zais Mishmeres Masam. By the B'nai Merari it doesn't even say the work in regards to them, it just says Mishmeres Masam. It's the Mishmeres Masam means like the guardianship of their carrying. In other words, that there was, they didn't have a job of actually carrying, but there was something associated with carrying more than actually doing the job of carrying, which we'll explain soon. Toseis Masam is Bazei Nish Begeder Avoida. Their carrying is not a job that they need to do. Nish Zedafen Trogen Alein Bekosev. Because not only do they don't have to carry it on their shoulders as the B'nai Kohas did have to, they had to carry it throughout the travel in the desert. What it is more is that they are in charge of making sure that things get done, that the carrying gets done. As Rashi already explained what the word Mishmeres means, it means an appointment, something, a job that you're in charge of. They are in charge of the carrying, but not that they have to do the carrying themselves. Das heißt, sie dürfen durchführen, als die Sachen sollen getragen werden. Which means that the job of B'nai Merari was, they had to make sure that whoever has to do the carrying will do the carrying. Aber nicht darf durch sie allein, because of it, not that they themselves have to do the carrying. They have to supervise the carrying. Und wie es ist taki gewen bepoil, and that's actually what happened. Azei amase nish gewen because of Narif Agolus, that the B'nai Merari, they didn't do any carrying on their own. They had wagons which did the lifting for, the carrying for them. Bidetzelt weiter in Pasha, as the Pasha tells later about it, you know, that the Nesiim donated wagons and oxen, so that they would be, the B'nai Merari and the also B'nai Gershon would be able to carry the heavy loads that they needed. And since their main job is not the work of carrying, they don't have to carry, therefore they are not given this title of the importance of Nesiyas Reish, because they have to be involved in the heavy work of carrying, therefore it wasn't said about them. Because that is more associated, the Nesiyas Reish is connected to the carrying, those who have to do the carry. Soon we'll explain the difference between the Nei Kohas Gershon and Merari in regards to carrying. Afa Bikain Hotman Oich Gitzeld B'nei Merari M'ven Shloshim Shana B'ad M'chamishim Shana. Still, even though they didn't have to do any of the carrying, they were also appointed only between the ages of 30 and 50. Al Chotchaz B'zei is given the Oifim from Mishmeres Masam, because even though in their case it was more the supervising of the carrying, Nisht Avodas Masa, not the work of actually carrying, is the Sabanish Shaydel as Eich Bazeis and a given Givisa Faun for Masa Bekosev. But of course, that doesn't mean that they never had to, you know, lend a shoulder to carrying. They may have had to do it also from time to time. But Amagam as Lachlolos Masom Homze Gehata Golos, because even though, generally speaking, they had a Golos, like let's call it trucks, with to do the carrying, is of a given the Masa bis the agolus. But somebody has to actually bring it to the wagon. That's also a job of carrying. Euch is da an Ort zu sagen, as nicht alle klimisch meres Masam is given of agolus. It's also possible that not everything that they had to make sure got transported fit onto the agolus or went on the agolus, and therefore some of it they may have carried. So even though the majority of what they had to transport was done on the Agolos, but it's possible that some of the things had to be carried too. So there was some carrying on their part as well, and therefore they too have to be fit and strong to be able to do it. So based on this we can say, Adas meint Rashi zu shel zayn bepirushe avaydas masakim mashmoy, that this is what Rashi is saying, that avaydas masa means as it sounds. Mevodgiken, but what does he mean to say? Mevodgiken taishna avaydas masa avaydalimasa. That is, Rashi is trying to tell us it's possible to interpret the word avaydas masa that it means the work associated with carrying, to prepare to carry. Similar to what we said about B'nai Merari, that they didn't do any carrying themselves, but they supervised the carrying and therefore had to. Then that's what it's talking about, the supervision of the carrying. Thus is nish masa gufa, which is not the actual carrying, nor the minu itzabazorg and the minu for masa, but rather the appointment that they are in charge of making sure that it gets done. So that's what Rashi is trying to say. Is Rashi sheldem pirush? So Rashi is saying, no, this is not what it means. Val der inyan is nish verbunden mit balei koach, because the supervision of carrying doesn't really need people of extreme strength. B'meila nish mit ben shleishim ben chamishim shana, and therefore supervision doesn't need somebody that is between the age of 30 and 50 because of his extreme strength. His peak of strength, because you're supervising, you don't have to do any carrying. So therefore, avodas masa doesn't mean the supervision of carrying; it means the work of carrying. So then, why are they two being counted between 30 and 50? Is to wissen wifel seine faram was kennen trogen bekosiv avodas masa, to know how many will be able to actually do carrying should the need arise. Because as we said, somebody's going to have to load the wagons, there might be certain things that have to be carried throughout. So therefore, avodas masa doesn't mean the supervision, but it means they too will have to do some carrying, and therefore they have to be between the age of 30 and 50. The canal, Azeh Bazeh, is given a masa bekosiv, as we said before, that also the Bnei Merari had some work that they had to do by carrying themselves. But we still have to understand. It wasn't only the B'nai Merari that had wagons to carry their parts of the, you know, their things that they had to carry. The B'nai Gershon also had the wagons. Is mitvaz zayne zay andish with the B'nai Merari? So why are the B'nai Gershon different than the B'nai Merari in this matter? On the one hand, the B'nai Gershon also had wagons. On the other hand, the B'nai Merari also had some carrying. So what's the difference really between the B'nai Gershon and B'nai Kohos? That the Torah says that this is the work of the B'nai Gershon that to carry, they were given the job of carrying. As B'zei is Masa Trog Mekosu given an Aveda, that by them the Torah refers to what is an Aveda rather than just Mishmeres, the appointment to supervise. What is really the difference between B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merari? By the B'nai Gershon it's called the work of carrying, and by the B'nai Merari it seems to be only supervising, and sometimes you have to carry too. Is the beer in them? So the explanation is L'chayre is moving as the Avodas of B'nai Gershon and Merari B'makamas of Pirik HaMishkan Zani Getongeber and Allah Seder. It seems logical to say that the jobs that the Merari family and the Gershon family did when they were assembling the Mishkan and disassembling the Mishkan were done in the same order, meaning to say, first the Bnei Gershon came along and they took apart those parts of the Mishkan that was their job to take apart, which is the Kalei HaChatzer, the curtains that surrounded the courtyard of the Mishkan, Yiriyos, and then the coverings of the Mishkan itself, which were sitting on top of the walls of the Mishkan. And as soon as they took off the curtains and the coverings of the Mishkan, which were material, they folded them up, I guess, and then they put them onto their wagons immediately. When erz denach, only after that job was done, b'nei merari angei mizeravide. That's when the b'nei merari came along and they started their job, which is zufanandenem the amudei achatzer. Then they came along and they took the poles, which were the posts that were holding up the curtain. So of course, first you have to take off the curtain, then you can take away the pole which supports the curtain. And the karshia mishkan, and then the boards of the walls of the mishkan. First you have to take off the coverings that were the roof of the mishkan, and only when those are removed can you take away the walls themselves. And then they took those posts and those boards, and they put them onto their wagons. That seems logical, that was the order of how they took apart the mishkan. And the same in the reverse when they were assembling the mishkan. First, the b'nei merari came along and they took off the walls and the boards of the walls and the posts for the curtains around the courtyard. From their wagons, and they bought ufgestelt, and they put them up. And then came along the Bnei Gershon, when everything was ready for the curtains and for the coverings. They came along and they took off the curtains and coverings from their wagons, and they placed them onto the walls of the Mishkan and to the posts of the surrounding the courtyard of the Mishkan. Kumtois. So it comes out according to this order, as when the Bnei Gershon of Marav Genum and the Yiris from Mishkan, that when the Bnei Gershon took off the coverings of the Mishkan and the Kalei Achatzer from the Amudim, as well as the curtains surrounding the courtyard of the Mishkan, when they took them off the posts, signing off the Amudim Achatzer Gishtanen Al Mekayimam. Of course, the posts holding up those curtains around the courtyard of the Mishkan were still up. And therefore, if you can't get your wagon, if there are posts all around the courtyard of the Mishkan, you can't get your wagon close up to the Mishkan itself. It doesn't fit between the posts. So the wagons had to be outside the courtyard of the Mishkan. Now the Bnei Gershon are folding up the curtains, not the curtains, the coverings of the Mishkan. And they have to put them onto the wagons. They have to carry it all the way across the courtyard of the Mishkan to get to their wagon. So that's a far distance. There was a lot of carrying. They had to carry it the whole space between from the core outside the courtyard of the Mishkan, from the inside the courtyard right alongside the Mishkan, all across the courtyard out beyond the posts where the wagons could be parked. For a mahotach di agolus nishu kenta rein firin zwischen the amunei achatz biz non to Mishkan, because they couldn't, as I said, they couldn't bring the wagons close up to the Mishkan because they couldn't fit between the posts of the courtyard. The ribe hastes bazei avoidus masa. Therefore, they had a significant amount of carrying to be able to get these heavy things from the Mishkan all the way out to the chatzar. Mashen came by Bnei Merari, but when it comes to the family of Merari, is the Chnish Geben Ken Hechach as his own alain daf and trog the kroshim bechulu agres and shetach. There was no need for them to carry these boards for a long distance to be able to put them onto the wagons. Hayezam geken to bring in the agolus gleichlem the kroshim mishkan, because they could have once they took off the posts of the chotzer. They loaded up the posts of the chatzar onto their wagons. Then they could bring their wagons right up close to where the Mishkan is. So they wouldn't have to carry it too far. You just take it apart and put it right down. So in this way, they didn't have to carry it any distance. They just had to lift it onto the wagon, which is standing right there. And therefore, there wasn't really any significant carrying in regards to Merari at all. Well, Pisa kumtzu ataisus hasbara in dembas the nasi estrage by bnei gershon is nor gamheim atofel to the bnei kos. And this explains also why nasi estrage in regards to bnei gershon, as we said before, is only secondary to bnei kos, and that's why the Torah says also them. As dos is nishnar vayel bazei is eiser masa eichda la'avoid. It's not only because we, as we said before, since they had a job of carrying, but also other types of avoida which the Torah mentions in regards to them. So it's not just because of that, but also eich mitzad l'masa gufa, also because of the kind of carrying that they had to do. The masa bazeim gemus trogen because of his norgiben bizdi agolus mechutz l'chotzer. What kind of carrying did they have to do? They had to carry it across the yard, the courtyard of the Mishkan, to get it out to the wagon. Mashenkim by the Bnei Kohos. But when we talk about the carrying of the family of Kozvel Chom in Gansen Ishgatken Agolus, they didn't have any wagons to carry their things that they were carrying. This is nor because of Yisro, they all carried everything on their shoulders for the entire trip. So they had very serious carrying. The Bnei Gershon, they had carrying. They had to carry it across the thing to be able to load it up onto the wagon, but it's no comparison to the carrying that the Bnei Kohos had to do. And the Bnei Merari, they had no carrying at all of any significance. They just have to lift it up onto the wagon, which was standing right there. Kama protim anal zainin abenor l'cha'ir. But a number of these things are only, perhaps this is what the correct interpretation is. Why? The Seder HaKamas of Mishkan was the fun is Oich Muvan Seder Pirik HaMishkan, because we're learning this basically from understanding how they assembled the Mishkan, from which we understand that probably the reverse was true from how they disassembled the Mishkan. Belchiz the Seder Hafach Fun Seder Kamasi is Mefurish Beparsha Bekudei. This is all spelled out in Parsha Bekudei as Meheptom Midi Adonim, that how did they, Bekudei gives the order of how it was done. First they placed the foundation blocks. Then was the crushim, they put the boards into the foundation blocks. Ungorts himself, Stoltman of them, Erdem Chotzer, and only afterwards they put around the wall or the partition for the courtyard. So therefore it's logical, and it seems that that's how it was done, but it's only, nowhere does it say clearly spelled out that this was the issue, but it seems that this was how likely everything was done. And therefore it's not 100% certain, but it would seem that this is what happened. In other words, in regards to the how much they had to carry it, that the wagon did get in or didn't get in, is based on an understanding which we ourselves have to extrapolate from the way the Torah says that the Mishkan was assembled. So we understand that when they disassembled it, they probably just did the reverse, which leaves us with this conclusion that the wagon couldn't get up close to be able to carry the coverings of the Mishkan directly onto the wagon, but they had to be carried across the courtyard. However, in any case, it's certain, it's clear that the Bnei Gershon had a greater degree of carrying, more than Merari. Because just the job that they had to do, which was, they had to remove the curtains. They had to remove the coverings over the Mishkan. They had to remove the curtains that separated between the rooms, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and so on, which were all done when the walls of the Mishkan were standing. So therefore, the walls of the Mishkan were 10 amos high. Let's say 15 feet high. So just to get up there, they have to climb up onto the wall of the Mishkan in order to take it down, and these are heavy things. So there was a lot of physical labor that they had to do. As he says, Kletter and Oibim, to climb up to the top, Trog Nahin the Irias, then to carry the curtains, Habendorz Tomid Lulois, Mesorim, and then they had the hooks, which were you know, that kept the curtains together, and the other types of hooks, which there was loops and hooks on the coverings of the Mishkan. Then there were hooks which held up the contraption that held the curtains onto the posts to surround the chotzer. So all of these were things that had to be dealt with, and this was the job of Bnei Gershon, which was a pretty difficult job. Based on this, we can understand what Rashi is saying about Avodas Avodah, the work which is there for another work, which is the song that came from the cymbals and from the harps. How do we explain it? Alpikol and al bleibnish verstande, because all this, it leaves a question. Pipal de minyan mi ben shloishim balekeich is verbunden mit masa, since the, as we explained, the reason that they were chosen between 30 and 50 was associated with the fact that they had to carry. That's why they had to be strong. Oy bazoy, fabaz veren in the minyan mi ben shloishim for the bnei gershon arangenomen euch divos abaydosam is nish masa no lavet. So then why, since the Bnei Gershon, let's say, they also had, they had some people that had to do carrying, but they had other jobs as well, lavet, some other kind of aveda. Why did they have to be at their peak strength between 30 and 50? But Pashtas Kemazon, it would seem that you could say, as lavet main the aveda from Pirei Bakamas on Mishkan and Tinus HaGolus, that perhaps the answer is because lavet, the work that we're talking about, is the assembling the Mishkan, the disassembling the Mishkan, and to load the wagons, which also needs somebody that has strength. True, it doesn't have to be as strong as somebody that's going to have to do constant carrying. On the far pasnish of them, the inya for Nasi Yisroish, and therefore the idea of Nasi Yisroish doesn't apply as much as by Zay is a special in the Yisroish v'chshivas, that the people that are not involved directly in carrying don't have to be lifted up and elevated like Nasi Yisroish, as we said that is associated specifically with carrying. But still you need somebody that has strength, not that kind of strength, but still somebody that has strength. And the far is Zay Dafke from them Gil me ben Shleishim at Chamishim, and that's why they too had to be of the age between 30 and 50, when the Koyach Adam is betokfei, when a person has his peak strength. B'shas Aber men kum tzum pasuk me ben Shleishim kolabol lavid avedas avayda. But then when it comes to the pasuk which says that from also between the age of 30 and 50 is anyone that comes to do the avedas avayda. What is this avedas avayda? As we said, it means avayda l'avayda acheres. It's an avayda which is only there to serve another avayda, which means shir, which means singing. So vertshver, for this we already have to understand, favos is shir shayach dafke to the gil from balikoyach. Why do you need extreme strength, or at least somewhat strength, between the age of 30 and 50? Why do you have to be between the age of 30 and 50 to be able to sing? Why do you need to be so strong to be able to sing? The Rebbe Zot Rashi, therefore Rashi says, Hu Ashir B'Mitzoltayim B'Kinoiris, that the singing that needs strength is talking about the playing of the instruments which are the cymbals and the harps. Un is Mashmit Nevolim, and it leaves out the flutes. Undem Shir B'Pebachlal, and the singing, the actual singing. From them, why is that? From them, as Avodas Shir state in the pasuk in Rashi, is Rashi medayik. From the fact that the Torah over here refers to the musical part of the Avodah, Rashi understands as Dor Retzach veNazasuk Shir v'smedavta tzuam balikayach. Since in the context of saying that the Leviim are going to have to be between 30 and 50 in order to do the Avodah of the music, Rashi says that this must be associated somehow with some sort of a music which takes strength. And this, Rashi says, is the music which is comes through the cymbals and the harps. For Zeyah Shir is Fabunim mit Asiya Melechus Yad, because those two are instruments which you have to work with your hands. It's constant working with your hands. Mit Agresser Anstrengung, and therefore it takes more effort. Masha'en kim by exertion, it takes more exertion. Masha'en kim by novel, Loshon Navel Yayim, whereas we're talking, novel means, as the word novel Yayim means a, which meant a wine pouch. Vos Zeir Kailship, so in other words, that it was a wind, it was something that was, let's say, a novel Yayim means a pouch of wine, which means there's a bag with air in it, and that's how you produce sound. And therefore, how do you produce sound from a flute? It's through blowing. And that doesn't take too much exertion, and especially not when you sing. It doesn't take as much exertion. That's why Rashi says he picks only the ones which seem to take a lot of exertion to be able to do constant work with your hands, to clap cymbals together and to constantly pluck on the strings of the harp. So that takes more effort than a flute or singing itself. And since it's written in the Pasuk, which is associated with between 30 and 50, which means somehow it needs somebody of strength, therefore Rashi chooses these two. These are the ones that it must be talking about. The mit zeich moven the tam was abayde steht dafke in the pasuk beim seif haminyan, which explains also why this avayda of the music is written at the very end of the senses. Stellendik the pasuk beim seif v'sahakov in the minyan, by placing this subject at the very end of the count. As Matnor Gitzeld bin Elebim Ben Shleshim Kolabo Lavid Abedis 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 Masa Ba'il Mayed, that only the people between 30 and 50 were counted. Vilde Pasuk Klor Machen, the Pasuk is trying to make it clear. As Dos Vos Dominion is given by Grenitz Sedem Gil Dafke, that the reason that the counting, which means the appointment of the Levian, was Dafke specifically in this age group, is it's not sleep di tzvei inyonim, it was only in regards to these two matters. Why did they count only between the ages of 30 and 50? In other words, we're looking for the strongest people possible. It's talking only for these two specific jobs. Avaidas avaida, the avaida of the music. And even within the music, as Rashi says, it's these two instruments which we need people of strength. And avaidas masa, and of course the avaida of the carrying. For those you need the strong people. Unish slibdander avaidas from a Levi, but it doesn't refer to the other types of jobs that the people of Levi had to do. The pirug vakamas hamishkan matinas agolus, like the assembling and disassembling of the mishkan, the loading up of the wagons, was kenigetomber eich noch ben chamishim shana, which could be done by people also after the age of 50, because it doesn't take a tremendous amount of exertion to do those. And that's why it's written at the end of the count, and it specifically names these two things, because that's what we need, people between the ages of 30 and 50. And Rashi actually alludes to this clearly in Parsha Ba'aloscha. He says, where it says over there that after the age of 50 he shall no longer serve, the Levim should no longer serve after the age of 50. So Rashi says, Avaidus Masa Bekosef, that this is referring to the carrying, to the Avaid of carrying. Abel Chayzerul in the Ilusharim, Belashir, but that Levi can still return to do work, like closing up the gates of the Mishkan, Lashir to sing in the Mishkan, Velitan Agolus to load the wagons, and so on. Lishmer Mishmeres, in other words, to be have an appointment, Lachne Sabav Loyal, to one of their Lishma Meshmeres means to do a guarding, the appointment of guarding, because they had to do the guarding of the Mishkan, that nobody that doesn't belong there, like a Tamei or whatever, a Zar, shouldn't approach the Mishkan. So therefore they were camped around the Oil Moed. That's where they lived, the Levim. They lived right around the Oil Moed in order to create a barrier that anyone that doesn't need to, that shouldn't be there, shouldn't come there. Lahakim alahayrid, also to put up and take down the Mishkan, b'shas ha-masois, during the, when they were going to be traveling. So in other words, that Rashi himself says that it's only specific, the carrying of the, that was limited, restricted to the people between age 30 and 50. But the other types of Aveda, and of course this includes also this Aveda Saveda of the two instruments which took exertion, but everything else, it could be done also after the age of 50. From this we can also understand something that from this Rashi comes out a very interesting thing about that pertains to Halacha. Al pi anal as a shibim mitzultaimi kinedus is not ad ben chamishim shana. According to this Rashi, that the playing of these instruments is only up to the age of 50. Dafna zong, we have to say as does as Rashi zogt chayzeru v'lashir, that when Rashi says that even after the age of 50, the Levi can come back to do the aveda of shir, of singing. Main to shir beper benevel, it means restricted to the singing, literal singing, and to playing an instrument like a flute. But of course it wouldn't pertain to playing an instrument like a cymbal or a harp. Because according to simple, the Pshutushal Mikra, it's not necessarily that this would be the halacha, as Lushun explained. But according to halacha, as is understood in Pshuto Shel Mikra, the return of a levi after the age of 50 would only be to the singing or to playing a flute, which has, doesn't take too much exertion. But to play the harp or to play the cymbals, it's over after the age of 50 for him. Oich, another thing, the bald as the tam of them. Because after the age of 50, he begins to get weaker and sees him shver the shibum sultaimi kinedus, and it's now difficult to play constantly with these two difficult instruments. Is das nishta? Nishta kein tam zum chalak sein in dem zwischen mishkan und migdash. Therefore, there would be no difference to in regards to this issue. There would be no difference between the Mishkan and then later the Beis Hamikdash. It would apply to both. Umbameila is late Pshudash Mikra. And therefore, according to the simple understanding of the Psukim, which is what Rashi deals with, is Shonim Apsul and Leviya Eich L'dairis. Age would be also a disqualification for a Levi even later, after the period in the desert, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. And again, Shir Ben Sultaimi Kinedus in regards to playing these instruments, which is what all that's left, because the carrying didn't pertain to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. There was no carrying, so the only thing left which would disqualify a levi after the age of 50 would be only in regards to playing the cymbals or playing the harp. Seiden mizol zogen as das is akzeres akosam, unless you want to go with the approach that this is a Xeris Akasa, which means even though there's no logical reason that by the Mishkan the Levi should be disqualified after 50 and by the Beis Hamikdash he can still continue to serve after 50 in the very same job that he was disqualified in the Mishkan, it's possible that it's a Xeris Akasa, but if you want to say that, then fine. But logically, one would say that that same limitation of age would apply to a Levi even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, according to Halacha, there is no the Rambam Paskins and so on, that the limitation of age was only in the time of the Mishkan. But in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there was no such limitation of age, and a Levi could continue to serve even after the age of 50. But so that's according to Halacha, but within Pshuto Shel Mikra, it would seem that this would apply even then. Yud Beis. Funyena Shel Teira Shebe Pirush Rashi, the inner dimension of Teira, which we can find in this Rashi. Al Pi Abir Anal, based on this previous explanation, in Mechilek Tzishim B'nei Kohos, Ge'erishun Umarari, the difference between the B'nei Kohos, Ge'erishun Umarari, Kum Tzu, Ateisus Al-Bari, in them was the Alter Rebbe Zogt, in the Inyam Elukot Teira, from the Heintige Sedra. It adds explanation to something that the Alter Rebbe says in regards to this matter in the Lukot Torah of this parsha. The Alter Rebbe is Mevayer, the Mechilek Tzishim B'nei Kohos Gershon Merari. The Alter Rebbe explains the difference between Kohos Gershon Merari in the Inyan for Nesiyas Reish as it pertains to this matter of Nesiyas Reish. Nesiyas Reish Weist, the Ravoide von Hiluch Beligvul. The Nesiyas Reish, it means what it really, the inner dimension of it is a moving forward in an infinite way. When one raises up their head to the level of Rotzen v'Keser, Keser is something beyond, above the head, that represents the will and something beyond, that is a level that is higher than intellect and so on. B'nei Kohos v'nei Gershon zayin in the Tzvei Dargis v'nefanim in Hiluch Milmaila Lamata Milmata Lamaila. So B'nei Kohos v'nei Gershon are two different approaches in this kind of Nesiyas Reish. There is Milmaila Lamata, the flow from above to below, and then there is Milmata Lamaila, working your way up from below to reach above. On the Ribbish state by Zay Nesiyas Reish, that's why by them it says Nesiyas Reish, because they represent this higher type of Aveda, Bligvul, infinite, unlimited. But B'nei Merari Zayin Mechines Oimdim, but B'nei Merari, they represent the level of standing still, V'mezet, as their Aveda is given the Masa Akroshim, as we know that their Aveda was to carry the Kroshim, they were in charge of transporting the boards of the Mishkan, which are described as wooden columns which are standing. In other words, that it represents an avoda of standing, not moving forward, beligvul. Therefore, they are not included in the category of an avoda which is beligvul. And therefore, by them, it doesn't say in the pasuk, it says, tifkedeim, the ordinary description of the word counting. Is nishmuvan, so we have to understand the ganze nesiyah b'midbar is in yonah given to oftan the avayda von hiluch b'yidin, the whole travel, the yidin were traveling through the desert, masay, they were 42 masayis, 42 stops, which means 42 trips forward. That is the idea, that's the avayda of moving forward. That was the whole avayda of the yidin in the desert, moving forward. So how can we say that all the Yidden were moving forward? That was the Aveda, the B'nai Merari are Oimdim. Well, Pia Nal, that they're not included in this Aveda which everyone else is. Well, Pia Nal, but based on what we said, as Nasi Yisraish is Fabunim Tavedis Masa, that Nasi Yisraish is particular to the Aveda of carrying, Kemen Zogim B'Pnimis Yonim, we can just explain it. And from the inner dimension, dimension as well, as Oich by the B'nai Merari is given the Aveda von Hiluch Bligvul, that also by B'nai Merari was this moving forward even in an unlimited way, Nasi Yisraish, which is normally described as Nasi Yisraish. Now the Hiluch is Fabunim mitat b'chinas ha-golis, but their movement forward, even Bligvul, was not carrying themselves but on the wagons. Which is the way, the method by which the B'nai Merari moved forward and carried their loads. What does it mean? The Bir Bazet. In the Ravoida von Hiluch Beligvul Zainadot Drayin Yonim. In this unlimited movement forward, there are three separate things. Number one is the Etzem Hiluch Beligvul. The movement forward, this infinite movement forward, which describes the Ava of to Hashem, the Ava of the Nefesh of Bahamas. obviously noch irbir, after the Nefesh HaBahamis has been refined and elevated, so now the Nefesh HaBahamis has a passion to Hashem because it's been refined. So why is it called infinite? Varm vibald ad sheirish fun the Nefesh HaBahamis is fun olam hatoyu, since the source, the root source of the Nefesh HaBahamis comes from the world of chaos, hecha bi the sheirish fun Nefesh HaLikis, which is actually a higher place from which the Nefesh HaLikis comes from, because the Nefesh HaLikis comes from tikkun, is dafke in ir do the raf tzvua is b'kayach sher. That's why, because the root of the source of the Nefesh HaBahamis comes from a higher place. So once it's been transformed, now the movement forward, the power that the Nefesh HaBahamis brings to this ava is even higher, is an infinite power, as the pasuk says. There is much produce that comes through the power of the ox. When you have an ox plowing your field, you're going to get a lot more production. So when the Nefesh HaBahamis, with its passion and its root source, its shayrish, brings ava to bear, so then you get a much more fiery and powerful and infinite, unlimited level of ava. Base, the second level, is the kavana from the hiluch beligvul, is a zozain achrecha narutza. The purpose of having this infinite movement forward is that it should be, as the pasuk says, we will run after you. Loshen Rabbim, we will run. What does that mean? As oich the nefesh HaLikis from tikkun zozain in the tuah from bleigvul, that it's meant to draw with the Nefesh HaLikis also, that the Nefesh HaLikis should also reach the level of Bligvul. When the Nefesh HaLikis refines and elevates the Nefesh HaBahamis, the Nefesh HaLikis is also brought up and becomes, has the power of the infinite for itself. So it becomes Narutza, both the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Nefesh HaLikis are now operating and functioning in an unlimited way. The third level is Nordem Bisvet Uvgitan the Hiluch Bligvul in Nefesh HaLikis. After we've reached the level of infinite also in regards to Nefesh HaLikis, as the pasuk says, Achrecha Narutza, we will run. Vert the Nefesh HaLikis Nisalatsu Amitu Shorshu Makaira Vasushayich Nor Tsuir Alain Hevi Ani Loshin Yochid Amelech Adorov. When the Nefesh HaLikis, through the Nefesh HaBahamis, reaches the level of Bligvul, the Nefesh HaLikis then rises to a level which is even beyond that. That is a level which is only belongs only to the Nefesh HaLikis. It's exclusive to the Nefesh HaLikis, and which is brought out from the pasuk Haviani, that the pasuk says Haviani HaMelech HaDorav, the king has brought me into his inner sanctum. Haviani me is a Lashon Yachid. It only pertains to the Nefesh HaLikis. Only the Nefesh HaLikis goes into the inner sanctum. So there are three levels. There is the beginning of Bligvul, which starts from the Nefesh HaBahamis. The Nefesh HaBahamis brings along the Nefesh HaLikis, elevates the Nefesh HaLikis to a higher level. But then the Nefesh HaLikis goes beyond that into the inner sanctum. And that's the difference between Kahos, Gesh, and Merari. By the Bnei Merari state, nor Mishmeres Masam. By the Bnei Merari, it says only the appointment of the carrying, in other words, the supervision and so on. But Etzem Amase is given of the Agolas. But the actual carrying was done through the wagons. And Oich Zei Amase, because of his Nishke Begeder Avayd, and even the little bit of carrying that they must do on their shoulders, the actual carrying, was also not considered to be an Aveda. The Torah doesn't describe it as Aveda. In Aveda Ruchnis Meintas, what does this mean, spiritually speaking? Azeir Hilich Beligvul is given, nor in Nefesh HaBahamis, Bechinus HaGolis, that their movement forward, they had a movement forward, and an infinite movement forward, but it was limited to the Agolis, to the wagons, similar to the Nefesh HaBahamis. The Hiluch Hatzachab Nisht Uvgetan is a Gufa, but it didn't affect them. The Nefesh HaLikis was not yet affected by their movement forward in a level of Bligvul, because it was limited and restricted to the Agolas, or the animals that pulled the Agolas, the Nefesh HaBahamis. by the Bnei Gershon is given, what a higher level was by the Bnei Gershon, Acherecha Norutza, that we together will run and be drawn to Hashem. The Hilo Bligvul Sai in Evesha Bahamis Masa Bagolas, they had both. They carried, they had four wagons in which they carried also, two wagons, on which they carried some of the things that they had to carry. That's the Nefesh Bahamis, Sai and Nefesh Lekis. But they also had the Inyan of Nefesh Lekis, Zois HaVeda Solomasa, that they had their own carrying, that they themselves carried, which, as we said, represents Nefesh Lekis. By the Bnei Kohos is given Nochecher. But the Nekos had an even higher level. They represent Haviyani Amelech Hadorah, of the king will bring me into this inner room. The Hilach Beligvul Mitzadim Shedush Hamitav Nevesh Lekis, this movement forward in an infinite way, which comes from the true essence of the Nevesh Lekis, Vashot Kain Shaychas Nishtu Nevesh Bahamis Agolus, which has no connection, it's completely beyond the Nevesh Bahamis. In other words, that the Bnei Kohos had no wagons, they didn't even have wagons. They carried everything on their own shoulders. It was all about the Nevesh HaLekis. And the far is the Ike Masa Zeira Givendam Oren Teira, and that's why the Kohos, their main job and what they carried, what is most well known about what they carried, was the Oren, the Holy Oren, which represents the Teira, for the Inyu Fanaviyani Amelech Hadorov, because this idea of the king bringing us into the inner room, Hatzichul Gitam by Matan Teira v'Chagashuas, that's what describes Matan Teira, when the Eibishter brought the Yidden into his own personal space. That's the Inyan of Teira, and that's why Kohos, which represents this, that's why they're known as having carried the Oren, which is the Torah.